Thank you. Thanks for squeezing me in at the last minute. I think I emailed Michael Peskin a little bit late. This will actually be a relatively short talk, and it's not actually, it's a relatively conventional multi-Higgs model with fundamental scalars, so it's not a composite Higgs model. But presumably some high energy completion of this could have relevance to that story. And I just want to start this by asking a very simple question, which is, can Yukawa interactions be order one physics? And I'll show you one simple way to realize that idea. Okay. It should go away. Just basically the most straightforward way to realize that idea and emphasize a way to parametrize small modifications of the Higgs coupling to light fermions and the importance of singlet scalars mixing in into the Higgs sector. And so the basic motivation is very simple. As you all know, in the standard model, the Yukawa couplings are fit to the mass of the associated fermion over a fixed number, 174 GeV. And the question is, okay, well, if we'd like to do the simplest thing we could in order to make Yukawa interactions order one, well, if the numerator is small, the denominator should be small too. So the idea is to associate a physical mass scale with each fermion rather than just fitting the appropriate mass with some small dimensionless number. Then the question is, can you do this and reproduce to leading order the standard model interactions? And the work that I did with Tony is based on original work by Rafael Porto and Z. Okay. And so this is the basic mechanism. So the goal here is to get small VEVs without spoiling the fact that we haven't seen light charged Higgs bosons at the scale of an MeV. And so the framework is as follows. You notice that there's flavor physics in the quark sector, obviously, so why not have flavor physics in the spin zero sector? Introduce one Higgs per fermion and one standard model singlet scalar per fermion, and take the mass squared of the these are called private Higgs fields. Take the mass squared to be positive and introduce a cubic coupling in the potential with the right sign, such that if you see the left-hand side of this equation can be made small by turning up the denominator. So in this model, the VEV or the private Higgs fields associated with light fermions are heavy, and so the top Higgs is essentially the standard model Higgs plus small corrections, and the other ones scale in the appropriate way. And so, for example, I'd like to focus on the B physics and the top and the tau sector, in which the private Higgs fields can be of approximately TeV scale and getting the right required masses. Okay, so before proceeding directly to the Higgs interactions, I just want to point out, as you all know, if you have at least one singlet, which is light enough or has to mix substantially with the Higgs boson, there's an extra mixing angle. And the important thing here is just the way all of the LHC observables scale with that mixing angle. Because what's measured is the production cross-section times the branching fraction. It's actually 1 power of cosine theta s in each vertex. And so there's actually 4 powers in the mu observables, these ratios. And then this also emphasized the importance of knowing that you can play to some extent with the total width of the Higgs. And if cosine theta is less than 1, you can also, in principle, decrease the total width and play with this ratio in a way that's not necessarily that straightforward. And so from that, you integrate out the fields at high energy, and this is essentially what you get in its most general form for the couplings of the Higgs to light fermions. The leading order value, if you set all of the heavy things to decouple from low energy, you just get the mass over VEV, the same way as in the standard model. And one way to parameterize corrections to that is in two ways. One, the contribution due to the singlet, which you can it's a way to disentangle the effect from the scalar potential from the effect of the singlets in this mixing angle. And the delta S is some essentially free parameter, which is fixed by the ratio of the Higgs VEV to the scalar VEV. And you get corrections, though, even in the limit of the singlet decoupling, and you set cosine theta equal to 1, you still get small corrections due to the masses of the heavy private Higgs fields. And so it's just a nice way to parametrize. You know, with TEV scales physics and reasonably large but not non-perturbative couplings, you can get order 10% flavor uncorrelated deviations in all of the Higgs couplings to light fermions. So this just underscores the importance of measuring all of them. Not only, let's say, okay, we think we know Higgs to be B bar and think we know the rest of them. It's important to measure the coupling to the C and to the leptons. And that's all I wanted to mention, that in principle, Yukawa interactions can be order one physics. The Higgs to fermion couplings can have order 10-20% deviations in a flavor uncorrelated way, which was not totally obvious to me when first looking at this. And the singlet phenomenology, even though it's a singlet scalar and has no gauge interactions, it's important due to the depletion of the Higgs interactions with the standard model vector fields. And, you know, of course, I haven't talked about flavor physics too much, but this is work that I'll add to some of the existing papers. And you can see the second two references for some discussion of lepton mixing.
Perhaps I just missed this, but yes. How do you avoid flavor changing neutral currents
well,
in this
first,
scenario?
I mean, I didn't specify all the Yukawa couplings just because for simplicity. But here, you know, if you want this relation to hold with only one BEV there, you need to impose discrete symmetries on the model in the UV. Mm-hmm. And then in the IR, most of the flavor changing problems in the first two generations you can suppress from heavy Higgs fields.
And are they really heavy enough?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at this, Yeah, that's fine. You can tune the numerator too. And then in the top-bottom sector, it's essentially similar to the 2x doublet model in the decoupling regime. And so, you know, it could be in the phenomenologically interesting region, but yeah.
So this is very similar to the kind of model where you start with a lot of Higgs fields at a very high scale.
Yeah.
And you break all the symmetries at a high scale and leave one residual Higgs that's an admixture of all the original ones. Mm. And all the massive particles get left at that high scale where you do the symmetry break.
Yeah.
So maybe only top-bottom would leave a charged Higgs that you have to worry
Essentially,
about?
Essentially, yeah. I mean, that's what I was just telling Howie about.
What's the mass of that charged Higgs?
It can be TeV. Just from this relation, there's nothing more deep going on here. If you take the numerator to be weak scale about, you can get the bottom mass to be from a TeV scale charge state.
Good. Any other questions?
Yeah.
I mean, if you would integrate out all the heavy Higgses except for the ones associated with the top and bottom,
yeah,
you end up with sort of a generic 2x doublet model or one with particular symmetries or...
I mean, it's fairly generic up to these modified couplings because of the singlet mixing. I think...
You may not have B-tau unification. In a 2x doublet model, you have the same B and tau suppression.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
You may not have that here.
Right.
You have a separate one for tau.
Exactly. In principle, I mean, it was pointed out in the original paper that because numerically the masses in the leptons are similar to the masses in the down quark, you could use these guys. But if you want one Higgs per fermion, then you can think of that more as a 3 Higgs doublet model with the mass of the bottom Higgs and the mass of the tau Higgs being both.
Just a follow-up to that, I mean, one could have imagined to just do one Higgs per generation.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Slight version.
Yeah.
Okay, so... we'll reconvene at 10:45. Let's thank all the speakers in this session.